Jan Oberholzer on the show yesterday, Chief Operations Officer for Eskom, saying that 1,000 megawatts has been taken out of the system, and that was as a result of the cyclone in Mozambique, the Carabassa. So that's affected us. He then also told us, I think it was leaking hydrogen pipes, if my memory serves me correctly, stating that they are trying to sort that out. But then in this press conference yesterday, Pravin Gordhan, and obviously the Public Enterprises Minister, and Jabu Mabuza, who's the Eskom chair, they hosted this particular, or held this particular press conference. And if one just looks at the Citizen, for example, stage fright from Eskom, it says, outages, utility may implement stage 5 and 6 load shedding. Then I'll read some of it for you. If diesel takes any longer to get to South Africa, then we could face stage 5 and stage 6 load shedding in the face. This means Eskom would have to cut 5,000 megawatts and 6,000 megawatts respectively from the grid in order to meet demand, meaning more frequent outages. Jan Oberholzer, Chief Operations Officer, who's gone very grey, I would imagine, over the last couple of months. As he's told us yesterday, it feels like he's been there for 8 years. Jan, good to have you back.
Hi, Gino. Good morning.
Now, Jan, where are we at the moment? So we now know that we have those leaking pipes and that's being sorted out, right? We spoke about that. But now this whole issue of diesel getting to South Africa, where do we stand as far as that is concerned?
You know, yes, we do have some challenges on diesel. However, last night we did secure quite a significant volume of diesel. So that will be start flowing hopefully by tomorrow. So diesel is a concern for ourselves, but the concern is not to be focusing on emergencies. The focus should be on to fix our generation plant, and that is what we're giving a lot of time and attention to. Yeah. So that is where the focus is, but also in...
Are you there yet? Okay, we seem to have a problem with that line. I'm going to ask the team just to set Jan up for us and make sure that we can have a proper conversation so that we can hear Jan Oberholzer. There seems to be a problem with the particular line this morning. Jan Oberholzer, of course, the Chief Operations Officer at Eskom. Used to be General Manager. He left. He's back as COO. But if we get that line nice and clear, then we'd be able to chat to Jan Oberholzer. I think we've got Jan back. Ah, now we got you. Lekker. Okay, so... Let me just tell you where you stopped. You were basically saying that the focus should be, yes, you've got challenges. The focus should be and is on fixing the plant and getting the generation right. And I would imagine that includes those leaking pipes that you were talking about yesterday.
Absolutely. You know, we refer to it as boiler tubes.
Yes.
So, that's where the focus is, you know, to get that fixed up, as well as to place the contracts to assist us in predicting, you know, when we will have boiler tube leaks. So the focus is there. And then also to do the other necessary maintenance on the generation plant. However, in the same time, is to concentrate to make sure that our emergencies are in place. So we have had a shortage of diesel over the last week or so, but we have secured some diesel last night, so that will start flowing, we believe, by late today or tomorrow. So then there was also, you know, I believe the issue of stage 5 and stage 6 load shedding. I think that is... That's an unnecessary statement, you know. At this point in time, we maintain the stage 4, and bringing back the units that has been out over the next 2 days will then, we believe, take us down to a lower stage of load shedding.
So you don't think that they should have mentioned this in the press conference yesterday?
I don't know what exactly was mentioned. You know, I was told this as well. So we definitely not at the start, because I was sitting at the same table, you know, that we will go down to 5 and 6. So what was said, and I believe, is should we have significant other problems that we cannot handle, then there is a possibility of going down. However, if we should go, And I'm saying if and when we should go, it will still not have any impact on, you know, the integrity of our network.
Now, Jan, you said some diesel has arrived. It's a bit of a generic statement. So what does this diesel buy us for the time being? Does it mean we still look at, you know, level 4 today and tomorrow? What does the immediate future look like with the diesel that you've actually secured?
That will assist us, you know, in making sure that we don't go to any further stage.
But okay.
That will also then assist us in taking down from the existing stage four where we are. But again, I would like to emphasize that the focus is to bring back the generating plants, and that the emergencies are there, what it's, you know, meant to be as an emergency.
Absolutely. Now, I mean, the one question I've got to ask, because we were talking about generation, et cetera, et cetera. And City Press recently, I think it was on the 11th of March, ran a bit here. And I'll read what they say. I'm sure you are aware of this, right? But I want to get your comment on it because your name's attached to it. It says the U.S. company that designed the extremely flawed Kusile power station in Mpumalanga was given a blank check by Eskom, which it cashed in to score 12 billion rand. Now, despite the fact that the engineering consulting firm, Black & Veatch, which is situated in Kansas in the United States, delivered shoddy work that continues to basically hobble Kusile's performance, two senior Eskom executives told City Press last week that the company is still being paid hundreds of millions of rand. So make that little mental note. Are they still being paid? But then I want to move on. It says here, the SIU has launched an investigation into irregularities around the construction of Kusile, Dupe and Gula's well power stations, which cost a combined 342 billion rand. Now, coming to the second bit that I'm really interested in. It says here, Black & Veatch was handed a highly irregular open-ended contract in 2008 to design Kusile, a six-unit power station that was supposed to supply 4,800 megawatts of electricity to the country's grid. A confidential Eskom Tender Council report, which City Press obtained, shows that by the end of December 2017, Black & Veatch had been paid the 12 billion. The nine-year contract was signed by Eskom's Jan Oberholzer, who was the Peristatal's general manager for capital projects at the time. And then says, you've resigned in 2008, but now you're back as the COO. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to actually respond to that. Because it's one thing to have one's name in the media. It's another thing to, you know, obviously then get that right of reply. So I'm giving you the right of reply because we are talking about generation. We are talking about designs that have been flawed. Part of the problem that's brought us to where we are at the moment.
Yeah, thanks, Kino, and thanks for the opportunity. It's a pity, you know, that article, you know, they didn't, you know, confirm the facts before they actually published the article. But that is, that's behind us. So back in 2006, when the decision was made to proceed with Medupi, Kusile, as well as Angula at the time, Eskom did not have sufficient experience, resources to do that. A proposal was then made to the board, as well as the board tender committee, you know, to go out on what we call a panel A, B, and panel C enabling contracts. Panel A being, you know, companies that even at the time in the process of building these power plants. Panel B then engineering houses in South Africa, you know, the larger ones, and then panel C, you know, the small, young, and upcoming engineering houses to be involved in this major build program.
Yeah.
So there was a solid procurement process that was at the time run, and a submission was made to the board tender committee, I believe, late in 2007. I think it was the 5th of September, if I can remember correctly. And the board tender committee then approved, and it's important to understand that based on a very solid tender process, that was presented to the board tender committee of Eskom, then approved that Black & Veatch will be used for Kusile.
Yeah.
PV Power at the time for Medupi, and then ESBI of Ireland and Marion Roberts, you know, for the Sierra Wind Farm as well as gas at the time. And an amount was approved of 4.1 billion over a period of 10 years.
Okay.
So at the time, Brian Dahmers used to be the managing director of Enterprises, so he was then given the approval by the board tender committee to give effect to these enabling agreements. At the time, I was general manager for project support. I was then given a delegation of consent, and yes, I did in 2008 sign the enabling agreement for Black & Veatch onshore as well as offshore, and at the time it was just under 2.5 billion over a period of 10 years.
Okay.
Which is normal. That's normal practice. So I then left, unfortunately, 2 months later. And then during the last 10 years, it actually did go to a value of 12 billion. And what I can also state this morning is that we've asked the SIU to just audit this process for ourselves. I've asked the contract management section to have all the documentation. We actually had a meeting about it yesterday. So we are clear that there was nothing malicious, nothing underhand, no shenanigans whatsoever. So I state this openly.
Okay, well, there we go. Are they still getting paid?
But we still have Black & Veatch resources at Kusile, yes.
Okay. Well, I mean, it's something obviously we'll keep an eye on, but thank you very much for your time. Jan Oberholzer is the Chief Operations Officer at Eskom.